If you ever wondered what Jim Jones's corpse would have looked like if it had spent 3 weeks getting bleached and bloated by a Guyana river, it floated up to the House of Commons dispatch box on Monday at 3:30 p.m. Let's begin with some real talk. The Prime Minister is under police investigation for multiple breaches of his own COVID laws. At least four gatherings or parties in which Boris Johnson was directly involved are being probed by the Met, including one in his private flat. In total, police are investigating 12 potentially law-breaking Downing Street parties, which took place after the British people had been ordered, by him, to live under the most draconian restrictions imposed in peacetime. The global Britain that Johnson promised saw him Monday bin off a call to the Russian president, who is apparently on the brink of an invasion, so that he could explain that he needs to wait for police officers to decide if he went to an illicit party in his own home. The Conservative MPs, somehow able to make their peace with all this, increasingly resemble cult members accepting the latest transparent lies and failures of a cult leader. Suitcases full of Kool-Aid seem to have been wheeled into Boris Johnson's meeting with Tory MPs on Monday night. 2 weeks ago, Birmingham Northfield MP Gary Sambrook was widely reported to be one of the leading lights of a plot to remove Johnson.